Yes, indeed. And we are going to be talking movies for the foreseeable future in the company of not only myself, Darren, but also Joe still with us. Morning, Joe.
Morning.
And the lovely Catricia Eufogenaro Eloise Ma.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm buzzing.
You're buzzing?
Yeah.
Espresso or just a happy?
Wheatgrass.
Right, wheatgrass. Right, okay, of course. The hippies espresso. hope you're enjoying that. We've got plenty to come. We're going to be chatting to Helen O'Hara from Empire Magazine. We'll have a look at some of the TV movies. And we'll look at the big movie this week. There's a couple of big movies out this week. Dad's Army being one of them. So we'll be finding out a little bit about that. But let's start with some clickbait news. Here was your clip from last week.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Whoa. Blue or red pill? It is, of course, The Matrix.
Yeah.
So well done, everybody that got it right in clickbait this week. Simon and Otley, first one out of the bag. You win a movie goodie bag. Another movie goodie bag up for grabs this week. If you can guess what film this clip's from.
I'm a little surprised to see you alive.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't rip you apart.
Oh, Simba, you must understand. The pressures of ruling a kingdom
are no longer yours. Step down, Scar.
Hey!
Hamlet?
Could be. Could be. If you think you know what movie that clip's from, at @radio_Yorkshire, studio at radioyorkshire.co.uk. We'll do the draw at the same time next week. Another movie goodie bag on offer. Kat, what's your first bit of news this morning?
Guys, guess who's making their acting debut?
Oh, acting debut. Justin Bieber.
He's already done it in
Has
CSI.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, yes, that's right, in CSI. Good Bieber knowledge.
I know, I think. Mm. Is it one of the Kardashians?
No, it's Pope Francis.
Whoa, okay. That would not have been on my top 10 list of people I want to see in a movie.
He's making a film called Beyond the Sun. It's a family adventure based on the Gospels. And he has to communicate the message of Jesus to kids.
Okay. This sounds pretty bad.
Well, Helen Mirren's already... No, she's not.
Helen Mirren's going to be playing the Pope.
Yeah.
This sounds like it's going to be well worth watching for. I wonder if they're going to have some spin-off movies. They're going to have the wider Popal cinematic universe.
With Kevin Hart.
That would be good, I think. Maybe get The Rock involved at some point. They could make this into a big franchise.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian made her acting debut.
In what?
In FX series The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
Oh, her daddy.
I don't know who she is.
No, neither do I.
I don't know who they are.
It was because we had the Daily Mail online up when we spoke to the woman from TOWIE.
Research.
Did she play her mum?
I don't know. Now, Alien Covenant. We've just found out that Noomi Rapace is not returning. She was, of course, in Prometheus, and she was the final surviving human. But a surprise turn of events, director Ridley Scott has revealed she will not be picking up the story of Elizabeth Shaw, played by Noomi Rapace. We already know that Catherine Waterston has been cast as the film's female lead. But up until this point, we thought Rapace was going to return. But we're still casting. Said Ridley Scott. So it's possible that deals are on the table. Who knows what's going to be happening with this? I get worried when too much information comes out. I still quite like Prometheus. I know a lot of people didn't. I still quite like it. It's a beautifully looking film. Scripting wasn't that great. But Alien Covenant, anything in the Alien world, I'm going to be very, very happy with, especially since Michael Fassbender's Android David is going to be back as well. So I'll be happy with that. It's going to start shooting in Australia next month for 2017 release. That's what we're expecting. Kat, what else you got for us?
Power Rangers is coming to the big screen.
Oh my god, you have just got the most horrendous news I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think we could.
Where do you find this stuff?
Elizabeth Banks has put a name to it. She's going to be Rita Repulsa. She was a good character in the series, if I remember rightly.
Never seen it.
They were going to make it go head-to-head with the Ghostbusters, but they've pushed it back further, so it's going to be released in January 2017. So that's around the time where the really good films come out.
Yeah.
So you never know. Okay.
I never got Power Rangers. It just looked cheap and nasty.
Well, we were very young.
I was very old when it came out. I think that might have been the crux to it.
I was a big fan of the first Power Rangers
Mighty
film.
Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah, where the white Power Ranger came and saved the day from Mr. Ooze. In fact, I had it on video. But that was... I've watched it again, not really recently, but say like 6 years ago, just to try and rekindle some childhood memories, and it is awful. It is really bad.
Send in the putties.
And are the Power Rangers still popular with kids these days?
No, but they're going to reinvent it. Do you remember the bad guy that was just a pig with human legs and a Roman helmet?
And they got all their commands from that talking head in a tube. go, Power Rangers.
Moving on, Michael Sheen... it's going to be a voicing a role. Just keep swimming. Finding Dory, film's heading for the cinemas in July. It does seem a little bit late for them to be announcing new voice cast members, but changes and additions are hardly a new concept. But we're ready to believe Michael Sheen. He said he's part of the sequel's lineup. He was talking on the Doug Love Movies podcast. So there's other movie podcasts?
What?
I can't believe that. Sheen let slip that he's in the film. He didn't elaborate on what role he is. I'm looking forward to that. He's also voicing the White Rabbit in Alice Through the Looking Glass. And he's a robot character in the Jennifer Lawrence, Chris Pratt sci-fi drama Passengers, which is due out in December 23rd.
So they're doing... Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence are doing two films.
The only one I know about is Passengers, the sci-fi one.
Girl on the Train.
Oh, no, they're doing two then. They're doing two, so there we go. Any more news from you, Katricia?
Yes.
Okay.
Avatar 2 and Wolverine is going to start shooting this spring. But even better, the place where you still haven't got your free subscription, Netflix.
Yes.
They're releasing
the greatest streaming service in the world.
Have we got onto their PR department yet?
Not yet, no.
We need to, because the amount of free advertising they get to 70,000 people is incredible.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
This month, they're putting Liar Liar on, Lord of the Flies, Spice World, Sharknado 3, 16th of February, Better Call Saul, second series, Django Unchained.
16th of February?
Yep.
Get in.
Doctor Strangelove, which I've always wanted to see.
That's a great film.
And Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I like that one as well.
It's very good.
That is good. But
no more news?
No, I don't think there is any more news, is there?
I've got a bit of news.
Go on, then.
And I got very excited about this on social media yesterday. I saw the first picture of the cast of the new Guardians of the Galaxy. They were all together, so...
Nice.
Yeah. Great film, the first one.
Yeah.
And so filming's underway for the second one now.
Fantastic news. Thank you very much for that, Joe Rawson. Let's move on. No more news. Oh, hang on a second. Ah, yes, Star Wars news. And I can confirm that Gwendolyn Christie, a.k.a. Captain Phasma, is going to be in Star Wars Episode 8. Get in! She was walking the red carpet on Saturday's Screen Actors Guild Awards. She was asked whether or not she'll be back for more chrome-armoured antics in Episode 8. She says, I will be in the next Star Wars movie. I think that's an exclusive, she replied, giving hope to everyone who wants to see how much of a badass she could be.
Is she the wrinkly orange one?
No, she's the one in the like, chrome stormtrooper suit. She's the very tall lady that plays Brienne of Tarth in Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's good news. There's your Star Wars news for this week. More Star Wars news next week. A big new movie out this week, though, is a big screen adaptation. Not the first time it's been done, but it's got an all-new cast. It's Dad's Army.
Bravo, Mandarin.
Nice front shoulders back. Sergeant in Home Guard, not a sack of potatoes. It's all hands on deck.
An enemy spy is operating somewhere near here.
I'll catch him, sir. What does he look like?
We don't know, Frank. That's rather the point with spies.
Stupid boy.
Associated Press. I'm doing an article on the Home Guard. Become highly recommended.
You remind me of someone. Winston Churchill.
I like to think that if we met, we'd both be the richer for it.
Oh, yes.
Incense me in the Nazi tongue.
I speak a little German.
One of my nannies was from Leipzig.
What's in my ears in a man English?
What did you say, Godfrey?
Have you brushed your teeth, my angel?
Chanel in Wilmington.
Welcome to Wilmington.
I saw that. You just slipped her a sausage.
MI5 picked up another signal from the spy. It's imperative that he's called Mannering.
The Allies cross into France in 48 hours.
Wonderful sight. Man and woman united in common cause.
Whatever you say, dear.
This is it, men. Our chance to play a real part in this war.
There he is, sir.
Captain Mannering, we have discovered something terribly exciting.
Some sort of code.
Do me in...
No, I'm supposed to talk about you.
What sort of language is that?
German, there.
On my command.
Oh, come on, look lively.
Well, I'll be damned.
Gotten him.
Fire!
The jackboot will not tread upon this hallowed land while there is breath in this...
Just what the men need. They've been dragging their feet a bit lately.
Yes, they have been a bit lax.
It's only for Latin, Wilson.
There you go. There's the trailer for Dad's Army, which, look, there is a local connection because quite a lot of it was filmed in Bridlington. In fact, they've got the regional premiere at Bridlington tonight. Mm. So I believe so. Some of the stars will be there. Is it any good? Well, let's find out and talk a few more movie things as well. We're from Empire Magazine. It's Helen O'Hara. Good morning, Helen.
Hello, how are you doing?
Really good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Enjoying nice weather for once in London, but although I'm not sure how long it's going to last.
Congratulations on being editor-at-large at Empire.
Thank you, yes. A new and very fancy job title. I'm trying to find out what at-large means. Does that mean I can stop dieting forever? You know, could I make myself larger in some way? I'm not sure.
Well, many congratulations. Well deserved. Now, does that mean, as editor-in-large, that they shipped you off to see Dad's Army?
They did ship me off, yes. I was actually at the premiere last week, which was really good fun. They had, you know, lots of veterans with the stars on the red carpet, you know, getting honoured just as much as the stars were, if not more. Which is as it should be. So it was just quite a sort of heartwarming kind of an evening. And it's quite a heartwarming sort of a film. It's just, it really does feel like Dad's Army.
Because it is a bit of, I mean, it's one of those national treasures, Dad's Army. I mean, it's still on every weekend. It gets millions of viewers. So it's unbelievable. But it's like, it's revered. Everybody loves it. I suppose it's a bit of a worry when they put something like this on the big screen with a new cast, whether or not it'll take with the original audience.
Yeah, I think that's always got to be a concern because, quite frankly, the track record of beloved sitcoms going to the big screen isn't brilliant. So I think what they did right here is that the casting is just spot on. Toby Jones as Captain Mannering is just perfect. He's not quite the same, you know, it's clearly a different actor, he's not trying to do an impression, but it's exactly the character, and it's just wonderful to see. And it's like that across the board, really. So, you know, there are times, I'll be honest, where it drags a little bit, or, you know, the laughs don't come quite so thickly, but you're sort of on board anyway, because you like these people.
Does Blake do well, or is he a bit too much like Neil, or...?
No, I think he does manage to distinguish himself. I think he kind of keeps the younger audience end up quite well, and he gets a little bit of romance there.
Oh, yeah, I heard he snogs someone, doesn't he?
Does he really?
Yeah.
Dearie me. I'm actually looking forward to seeing it. I'm not so much looking forward to seeing the remake of Point Break, because in terms of remakes, I mean, they want to remake everything nowadays, obviously, because there's no new ideas. But with Point Break, I mean, that was just... It's such a wonderful film. Why bother? Have you cast your eye over this one yet?
Well, here's the problem. First of all, it's almost nothing like Point Break. Right. I mean, it's less like Point Break than the original Fast and Furious is, because that essentially is exactly the same plot as Point Break.
Yeah.
That could have been called a remake. But this one, it doesn't really share very much creative DNA. The thieves, their motivations are different, their tactics are different, the stunts are different, the sports are different. So why on earth call them Bodie and Johnny Utah? Just do something different, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, it's not good. It's really not good.
See, it might have even been better. I'm guilty of watching twosome shoot 'em up films.
Yeah.
If they just called it something different, it'd probably do a lot better.
Yes, I think it would have.
I think you might be right. Now, since we last spoke to you, with the Oscar nominations have come out, we're hurtling towards Oscars right now. Everybody seems to be thinking it's Leo's year. It's Leo's year. But is it?
I think it is. I think Best Actor is almost certainly Leo. Because he's been... It's one of these things where at a certain point they feel like they have to give you an Oscar because you've been consistently good for so long. And he's at that stage already. So I think he's going to be almost impossible to beat. I think Brie Larson might take Best Actress for The Amazing Room, a wonderful film, and less off-putting than its subject matter might suggest. So I definitely recommend that. And then, apart from that, I mean, I think Best Picture is still a little bit up in the air.
Really?
That's a tough one to call. Yeah, I think it looks like it might be Spotlight. But The Big Short took the Producers Guild Award, which is usually a good predictor of what might win. And The Revenant looks like the sort of film that would win at the Oscars, the only problem being it doesn't seem to have all the nominations that would suggest that. So it's a very hard one to call this year.
I'm quite looking forward to the Oscars this year, because, I mean, there's been all the controversy and about there being no black nominees, and there's this massive controversy over there in the US. And then, of course, you've got Chris Rock hosting it. I just can't wait to see his opening monologue.
Yes, I think we can rely on him to refer quite extensively to that controversy, to be honest. I mean, They must be slightly quaking in their boots when that all blew up and they realised, hang on, who do we have hosting the Oscars? Oh, yes, Chris Rock. You know, there's such been some trepidation at Academy Award headquarters, because he will absolutely talk about it. And he should. It is an issue. You know, there have been great, great performances by people of colour this year that have been overlooked. And, you know, you can argue many of the nominees are just as good as those performances, but the fact that all of the very good white nominees got nominated and none of the very good black eligible performances got nominated, that's a bit, you know, it does suggest something.
Have you seen Concussion, and do you think Will Smith should have been up there?
I actually haven't seen Concussion. I've heard he's very good in it, but the film itself isn't great, and that can hurt a nominee's chances. But then you've got things like Creed. You know, the only person nominated for Creed is the white guy.
Yeah.
And the director and you know, the cast and so on are mostly black. So it looks bad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Idris Elba as well, Beast of No Nation. He won, was it the SAG Award this weekend for that?
Yeah.
Wasn't even nominated for the Oscars. You know, there are definitely eligible people who were overlooked.
It's going to be an interesting awards season. BAFTAs and then the... Is it Oscars then BAFTAs or BAFTAs then the Oscars?
No, BAFTAs then Oscars.
BAFTAs then the Oscars.
BAFTAs on Valentine's Day, the most romantic thing you can do.
or go to see Suede at Leeds O2 Arena. They're
really?
On the top. Yeah. They're on Valentine's Night, yeah. So there's plenty to occupy yourself on Valentine's Night. Listen, Helen, once again, congratulations, Editor-at-Large. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning. Have a lovely rest of your day.
You too.
There we go, Helen O'Hara, editor-at-large at Empire Magazine. Congratulations to her, and thanks very much to her for joining us this morning. Let's have a quick look and see what is actually the film to review this week. I'm actually going to review The Big Short, because I saw that. I had a little look at that. And it is really good. Helen said that it's either Spotlight. I haven't seen Spotlight yet. I'm going to see that this week. Spotlight or... The Big Short seem to be the ones that are just taking out the right awards. And The Big Short is quite interesting. This is all set around the massive Wall Street crash, where all the banks came crashing down during the credit crunch around about sort of like 2008. And it's all centred around this one guru, Michael Burry, who's played by Christian Bale. And he realises that the subprime home loans are in danger of defaulting. Now, these, if you remember, do you remember things called ninja loans? And, you know, who would have thought they would have defaulted? Really? No job, no income, no job. That's what ninja stood for. Then they were giving 95% mortgages out. But what this guy does is he bets against the housing market, and he throws $1 billion of investors' money into credit default swaps. Now, if you can get over sort of like this, the financial jargon, and exactly how they're doing it, it's effectively just very high stakes gambling. That's effectively what it is. These hedge fund guys. His actions attract the attention of another banker played by Ryan Gosling, and a hedge fund specialist as well played by Steve Carell, and a few other greedy opportunists who see that this is actually a way to go. And together, these men make an absolute fortune by taking advantage of the economic collapse in America. So they're betting against the banks going out of business. And then when it happens, they absolutely cash in.
Do they help anyone?
No, because they're out for their own, they're out for profit.
They sound like the bad guys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they really foretold what was going to happen. The banks basically said, don't be silly. And they were like, all right then. And the banks were like, yeah, okay, we'll take that bet. And then the banks lost.
So, in the film, are you rooting for this team? Because, I mean...
In a way, you are.
Logic says that you wouldn't be, but...
In a way, you are.
You are.
Yeah.
I mean, America's got one of the worst homeless problems in the world.
Yeah.
So this is really sad to me now.
It is. There's some great performances in there. Some quite wiggy performances. Ryan Gosling, awful wig. Really bad.
Oh, he's gone brunette, hasn't he?
Yeah, it looks weird. Steve Carell's excellent. Very, very good. Christian Bale, as you'd normally expect, really, really good. And Brad Pitt turns up as well. He's one of the guys involved. And he's very, very good. The big surprise is directed by Adam McKay, who's the guy behind Anchorman.
And Stepbrothers.
With Will Ferrell. So that was a bit of a shock, but it's doing exceptionally well on the box office. I really, really enjoyed it. If you can get over the financial jargon, which can... It is difficult. Unless you're in that world, it's sort of a different language altogether, and it's very difficult to understand what they're talking about sometimes, I think.
A bit like Wolf of Wall Street, then.
Yeah, exactly. Because unless you're immersed in it, you don't understand what this means. How the hell do you bet against a house losing its fat? I don't really understand how you do that. But these guys obviously do, and that's why they earn hundreds of millions of dollars out of the crash. But look, go and see it. It's The Big Short. It's fantastic. It's on right at the moment, right across Yorkshire. Let's have a look at some of the TV movies, if you're not going to get out and about. What is on the small box? Let's start with Catricia.
I've gotten really tacky this week.
Oh, good.
Tonight, E4, School of Rock, 8 o'clock. Possibly...
Great film!
Yeah, I don't really like Jack Black apart from this film.
He's in a new one this week, isn't he? Goosebumps.
I do like Goosebumps, though.
I've never read the books.
Oh, they're good.
Or the TV show. Although Izzy did want to watch one of the TV shows.
No, too scary.
5 minutes in, she was like, don't like this, Daddy. She likes being scared. She loves scary stuff.
Yes, but...
She's 3.5.
Yeah.
It's probably not a good idea. We showed her the Michael Jackson Thriller video.
Oh, my God, that used to be terrifying.
Yeah, she wanted to watch it, so we watched it. And she was like, after the werewolf were gone and then the zombies were dancing, she's like, is the werewolf coming back? Like, Yeah, maybe right at the end. Maybe right at the end. okay, so when's that on? Tonight, E4?
At 8 o'clock.
Brilliant. What about you, Joe?
Zoolander is my first pick.
Ooh, nice.
Sunday at 7:15 on Channel 5, so quite an early time for it. Zoolander.
I'm
surprised, but obviously we're all preparing for Zoolander the sequel, and so watch the original, get prepped for it, because it is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very good. Sunday afternoon, I'm looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be interesting, isn't it? Because loads of comedies are aimed towards teenagers, but Zoolander 2 is probably aimed towards like 27 upwards.
Yeah. I suppose it's like the Anchorman 2, isn't it, really? Because it was like so long in coming out, the sequel, everybody that loved the first one was 10 years older. It will be interesting to see what that's like. And my first one I'm going for, if you like a good sit and watching people walk, and maybe a few songs about washing up, then Friday, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey from 2012, all about Bilbo Baggins. If you get... Did you just poo-poo this?
Yeah, I spent way too much of my time watching Lord of the Rings.
Oh, no, you haven't. It's never wasted time.
Yeah, I really liked The Hobbit, and I've not seen the final one yet.
Oh, it's great.
But I think that's because it's on Netflix. Is that right?
No, this is on ITV2 on Friday. Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
Yeah, but that's not the final one, is it?
No.
That's the first
Battle
one.
Battle of the Five Armies.
I think the final one is on Netflix, which is why I've not seen it, because it's not been on Sky or TV.
Make sure
TV.
You get Netflix, then.
But the first two are really good.
Streaming service in the world. the first one, great. Get over the first 20 minutes when it's just songs about washing up and stuff, and then it cracks on. Pretty good. So that's my first pick. Catricia, next.
Mm-hmm. I have gone for tomorrow, Happy Gilmore, 10:30. I love Adam Sandler, sorry.
Then I liked Adam Sandler. More recently, I haven't liked him, but I think Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds...
Billy Madison.
Yeah, those were when he was good. Since then, don't mess with the Zohan. What?
That was awful. That upset me when I watched that.
Pixels.
I haven't watched that. Well, it's just an episode
just
of Futurama.
Awful. Everything he's done in the last 10 years has been atrocious. Even that rip-off of Hateful Eight, I watched the first 10 minutes. I've had to turn it off. It's just ridiculously bad. And that's on Netflix, the greatest streaming service in the world. So when's Happy Gilmore on?
10:30 ITV2 tomorrow.
It's a good film, Happy Gilmore. It's just a shame to see Sandler. It's just, they were a lot of rubbish these days.
What are you going for, mate?
Up, which is on Saturday night at 8 o'clock on BBC Three.
I love that film.
One of Pixar's greatest. And I get compared to the old bloke quite often.
That's
so,
true. That's true. He does look like him. He put grey hair on him. You are?
Not grumpy.
No, he's not grumpy. He just looks like him with the glasses. that's it. And the bits of stubble. You look at that guy, it is Joe Rawson. And it's got just one of the best starts to a film. I think 10 minutes. I cried in the first 10 minutes of that film when I saw it at the cinema.
Yeah, also, the guy also has a girlfriend called Elle.
That's right.
That comparison's been made.
Has it really?
It has, yeah. It's a great film, and the talking dog is hilarious.
Squirrel!
Dog.
Saturday, 5 Star, 7:25. Yes, there is a channel called 5 Star. And on it is, from 1997, The Fifth Element. Which I love that film. Directed by Luc Besson, starring Bruce Willis. Gary Oldman's brilliant in it as well. Chris Tucker's really, really funny in it. It's a great, great film. Just a fantastic sci-fi. Very clever, very funny. Lots of action in it. It's got everything you want. It's on Saturday night, Fifth Element, 7:25. Kat, what's next for you?
Gone for The Lovely Bones, film for 11:15. I would have probably been sad that it wasn't originally picked up by Lynn Ramsey, who did it. She filmed it all, didn't she? She wrote it all.
Yeah.
Who did... We need to talk about Kevin, but then did it go to J.J. Abrams or someone?
No, wasn't it... No, I don't know.
the guy from New York, I can't remember. But yeah, everyone used to talk about this book, so I'd be interested to see the film.
Yeah, I've never seen the film. Never seen the film, but that does look pretty good. Joe, your final one?
That's it, I'm out.
You're out.
You're done.
I've got one for you then. Yeah. This is really good. Channel 4, on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, is Prisoners. Now, this is from recent times. It's only about a couple of years old, 2013.
Isn't it really gory?
No, not gory, gory. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Hugh Jackman, and Paul Dano. He's currently on in War and Peace at the moment.
Yeah, he is.
And this is fantastic, this film. It's all about two kids go missing. If you're a parent, it's every parent's absolute nightmare. Children go missing. There's no evidence of any wrongdoing, but the father of one of the missing daughters, he is not convinced of this one guy's innocence, and he does something. So that I'm not going to spoil any more. He does something to try and find out where his daughter is. It is fantastic. Really, really enjoyed it. 9 o'clock Saturday night on Channel 4. Prisoners is the one you want to have a look at.
I'll tell you what I am going to watch film-wise before this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel 2, which has just come out on Sky.
Yeah, so. It's actually all right.
I really like the first one. So.
First one's good. It's not as good as the first. But it's all right. Yeah, Richard Gere pops up in it. It's all right.
That's going to be my film before Friday.
Is it really? Mm. Film before Friday. There we go.
Love a good film before Friday.
Quick reminder of this week's clip bait. You just need to tell us what film this clip's from.
I'm a little surprised to see you alive. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't rip you apart.
Oh, Simba, you must understand. The pressures of ruling a kingdom
are no longer yours. Step down, Scar.
Step down. Step
down. Are you right? Do you need to drink water?
I thought that was bang on my impression there, but there you go. That's it for today's movie podcast. Thank you very much, Joe Rawson, who's just left the studio. Also, thank you, Katricia Euphigenia, Eloise Marr.
Thank you.
There will be a video version of this later on tvyorkshire.co.uk.
Digital breakfast? What the hell is that?